Okay, this is a his and hers file. You both need to listen to it. It's going to curse you with inchy pinchy sex, which means that when one of you triggers the other, they will become that person's pleasure robot for the period of time until they release you, and then it will be your turn to have them as your pleasure robot. That's pretty much all there is to it. You will find that you have to use the curse at least once every 2 weeks, and if you no longer have a partner, the curse will fade away until you have another one, at which point in time you'll want them to join in. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, anyway, what you need to do is find yourself a nice and comfortable place and begin to relax. Starting with your feet, just let yourself relax. Feel your feet relaxing more and more as you become more and more relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And allow the relaxation to move upwards, moving upwards into your calves, and your feet and ankles and calves, so deeply relaxed, just deep and obedient, and so completely relaxed. Feel the relaxation. Feel it getting deeper and deeper as you listen and obey and relax. Now feel it moving upwards, upwards into your thighs. Let your thighs relax further and further, deeper and deeper, as you listen and obey and relax. Just letting yourself relax and go deeper and deeper. Just listening to my voice as you obey and relax. Relaxing further with every word. Deeper and more relaxed. Just feel how comfortable you are as you relax further and further. Deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation continue. Continue moving up into your waist as you relax further and further. So heavy, so comfortable, so completely relaxed and obedient. Just listening and obeying. As you relax more and more, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed, and feel the relaxation moving in upwards, upwards into your stomach, as you relax further and further, sinking down deeper and more obedient, deeper and more relaxed. Just listening to my voice and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your breathing slow as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your chest, just letting your breathing slow, deep and heavy. So completely relaxed and obedient, just deep and obedient and relaxed, just listening to my voice as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. let the relaxation flow, flowing upwards into your shoulders, your whole body just heavy and comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and more obedient, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your arms relax, so heavy and comfortable, so totally relaxed, as you listen to my voice and let it take you burn deeper, more and more relaxed with every word. Everything I say relaxing you further and further. Allow your hands to relax now. Your hands, your arms, your shoulders, your body, your legs, your feet. Everything feels so good and so completely relaxed. Just drifting off deeper and deeper with every word. Your whole body completely relaxed as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper. Now let the relaxation move upwards, upwards into your neck and face. So comfortable and heavy, so completely relaxed as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper, just concentrating on the sound of my voice as you relax more and more, every word taking you deeper and deeper. More and more obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax further and further, letting your mind drift away, listening only to the sound of my voice as you sink down deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Just listening and obeying as you relax deeper and deeper. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And when I reach 1, you will be so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed. 10, sinking down. Spiraling downwards, deeper and more obedient with every word. 9, deeper and deeper, further and further, more and more obedient and relaxed. 8, sinking down now, further and further, shutting out the world. As you listen to my voice and relax more and more completely, more and more deeply relaxed. 7, so deep and comfortable, so totally obedient and relaxed, just listening to my voice and obeying as you relax further and further. Deeper than you've ever been before, every word carrying you downward, downward into a deep, deep trance. 6, so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper. Further and further than you've ever been before. 5, feel my voice carrying you down, down into the deepest trance you can imagine, so heavy and comfortable as you listen only to my voice and obey, obeying more and more with every word, concentrating totally on my voice as you go deeper and deeper and more completely relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax further than you've ever been. 4. Sinking down now, so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, listening only to my voice and obeying, obeying more and more with every word, every moment, every second as I take you down further and further. 3. Almost there now, almost totally entranced and obedient to my voice, listening and obeying, totally obedient and relaxed, totally entranced, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. 2. So deep and obedient. Feel my voice. Feel that it must be obeyed. Down that last step to complete obedience. Feel it approaching. Feel it's almost there. 1. Totally relaxed, totally obedient, just listening and obeying, obeying my every word, so completely relaxed, just deep and obedient and relaxed, just listen and obey. And relax. From now on, you are under the effects of a curse. A very, very strong curse. From now on, you and your partner will also suffer this curse. You will try to get your partner to listen to this curse. You want your partner to be cursed just as much as you are. From now on, whoever is being made love to has the choice of whispering inchy pinchy into their lover's ear. Whoever is being made love to has this option. However, if you haven't been made love to in a couple of weeks, or the trigger hasn't been used in a couple of weeks, then you will find the desire growing. You will find the need for sex growing. You will find that you have to use this trigger. The trigger has to be used every 2 weeks between the two of you, one way or another. That simply is the way it's going to be. And once you get to the point where it's been 2 weeks, you will find that your desires are growing until you have to have sex and you have to use the trigger. That simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be. If for some reason you do not have a lover, then this curse will lay dormant until you have one. And as soon as you have one, you will find yourself wanting to pass the curse on to them so that it can be used by both of you. This curse is to be shared, and it will always be shared with whomever is your lover. Whenever the curse is invoked, whenever the person being made love to says, inchy pinchy, then that person will immediately become a pleasure bot. They will lose all control over themselves. They will no longer be able to control themselves beyond whatever they are ordered to do by their lover. They will feel humiliated and degraded by this, but they will have no way to stop it and no way to protest. In fact, the only noises that they can make are the sounds of making love and answering yes if told to do something. From the moment they become a pleasure bot, their nipples will become their controls. by grabbing their nipples and twisting them, you can force that person to make either slow, long thrusts with light grip or hard, strong ones if you grip them more and more tightly. The lighter you grip, the slower the sex will be. The harder you grip, the faster it will be. That simply is the way it is going to be. The person who is being made love to may also order the pleasure bot to change positions to whatever position they desire, just so long as the nipples are always in some way accessible. That simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be. The pleasure bot will be completely unable to orgasm during the entire time that the two of you are making love. The person being made love to, if they are female, will be permitted to orgasm. If you are male, you will not orgasm until the whole thing is over. That simply is the way it is, and you will discover that your stamina is increasing to accommodate these new changes in you. You will discover that your stamina and lovemaking is growing exponentially. And while you are a pleasure bot, you will be completely unable to come. But if you are not the pleasure bot, you still will not come if you are male. If you are female, you may orgasm as many times as you want. That simply is the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. Finally, when the partner who is being made love to is ready to, they can end their portion of the control by saying eclipse. As soon as they say it, however, they will immediately become the pleasure bot. They cannot in any way end the lovemaking until after they have said the word eclipse. You will not stop making love until the whole curse has happened. Once you say eclipse, you will immediately become the pleasure bot, and your partner will have complete control over you, being able to determine the positions and the type of speed of sex by using your nipples as controls, pinching them, and everything else, and you will be the one being humiliated and degraded. That simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be from now on. If for some reason your partner, the person who is now in control, should orgasm within 3 minutes, then the pleasure bot will remain in pleasure bot mode for 1 full hour after that person comes. That simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be from now on. Pleasure bots cannot orgasm. They may moan, and that is about all they can do. They may also say yes in response to commands. Beyond that, they are a pleasure bot and will not do anything else. They cannot ask you to stop. They cannot ask you to change positions. They may move to make themselves more comfortable if they have to, but that is about it. Pleasure bots have no control over themselves. The full course of this curse begins when somebody says inchy pinchy to their lover who is making love to them, and that person becomes the pleasure bot. And it continues until that person is finished using the pleasure bot and says eclipse, and then the pleasure bot becomes the person who's in control, and the person who said eclipse immediately becomes the pleasure bot. And it will then continue until the person who is now in control has orgasmed. If that person orgasms in under 3 minutes, they are in control for the next hour. It won't matter how many times or how few times they come, they will have control. The other person will be their pleasure bot and will do anything they are requested to do that is sexual in nature. You are a pleasure bot, and you will obey any sexual order you are given when you are in your pleasure bot mode. This simply is the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. You have no choice in this. You will find yourself coming back to the curse over and over and over again. You will find yourself drawn to it, listening to it over and over. And every time the curse works even a little bit, it will become stronger and stronger. you have to use the trigger the curse every 2 weeks while you have a lover. If you do not have a lover, the curse will go dormant. As soon as you get a lover, you will want your lover to listen to the file. You will want your lover to become cursed just like you are. That simply is the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. You have no choice in this. You have no way to stop it or change it. You will obey. You must obey. From now on, the person who is being made love to has the choice of being the one who triggers it. Only the person being made love to may trigger the curse. The curse has to be triggered every 2 weeks when you have a sexual partner, as long as that partner is also cursed. If your partner is not cursed, you cannot be triggered. The curse does not end until both of you have spent time as a pleasure bot, and you cannot end the sex until both of you have spent your time as a pleasure bot. There is no way to do so. If somebody tries to do so, they will find themselves immediately saying the release word and giving the other person complete control. PleasureBot has absolutely no choice in what is going on. They are only there for the pleasure of their partner. While their nipples are being pulled or twisted, they will adjust their pace according to that. If you are making love, then it will control the speed of the thrusts. Light grip, slower. Hard grip, faster. If you are licking, then it will be slower to faster on that. It will not matter if your partner comes or not, except that if you are a male partner, you will not come until the end. That simply is the way it is. You have no choice in this. You cannot stop it. Pleasure bots do not come while they are making love. They cannot orgasm. No matter how much stimulation or excitement they feel, they will discover that they are unable to come and that they are capable of performing for the entire time that they are cursed. The entire time that you are a pleasure bot, you will do your very best. You will put in your best performance. You will find yourself constantly hard and aroused, even though you are humiliated and a little bit degraded because you are being a pleasure bot. That simply is the way it is. Whenever you are a pleasure bot, you will feel humiliated and degraded. Whether you are the pleasure bot first or second, it doesn't matter. This simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be from now on. You may move around however the person who is in control tells you to. Beyond that, you may not change positions. You will do whatever you are told sexually, so long as your nipples are available for your controls, and so long as it is a sexual command. That simply is the way it is. This is a curse and you cannot remove it. You have absolutely no choice in the matter. There is no way for you to change or stop this curse once you are afflicted with it. And you cannot remove this curse for at least 6 months. If you do not remove this curse within a year, the curse will become permanent and it will stay with you for the rest of your life. This simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be from now on. You have absolutely no choice in this matter. This is a curse, and you will continue listening to this file, keeping it fresh in your mind. You will respond to the triggers as you have been instructed. You have no choice in the matter. Every time you listen, the commands will become stronger and stronger. You will have a harder and harder time resisting them. You can already feel them sinking deep within your mind. You have no choice. You have no way to stop it. And whenever you get a new lover, you will do your best to pass the curse on to them. The curse will not go away until it is removed. And if you do not remove it within a year, it will not go away ever. You will be cursed to have sex this way for the rest of your life. You have to use the trigger every 2 weeks while you have a lover who is also afflicted with the curse. One of you must invoke the curse, and only the person being made love to can invoke the curse. That simply is the way it is, and the way it is going to be. The person being made love to has the choice. They can invoke it at any time they want, and their partner will perform to the best of their ability. You cannot stop it or change it. You cannot remove this curse until the 6 months are up. You cannot avoid this curse in any way, shape, or form. You will find yourself continually coming back to it and listening to it over and over again, and you will find that you want your lover to listen to it as well. You will want your lover to become just as afflicted as you are. There is no way to stop or change this. There is no way to resist this in any way, shape, or form. The two of you are bound together by the curse for inchy, pinchy sex, and there is absolutely nothing you can do to remove it. The curse is now a part of you. You accepted it by listening to this file, and by listening to this file, you will accept the entire course of events that this curse has laid out for you. You will always have inchy, pinchy sex for the next 6 months. You will have it every 2 weeks, so long as you have a partner who is also cursed. That simply is the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. You cannot stop it. You cannot change it. You cannot remove it for at least 6 months, and if you do not remove it within a year, then the curse will never be removed, and you will be afflicted with it for the rest of your life. You will have to have this type of sex. It isn't a choice, and if you avoid it, you will find your needs growing stronger and stronger to the point that you simply have to have sex and have to use the trigger. That simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be. You cannot avoid it. It is a part of you now, and you have to accept it totally. You cannot resist it or fight it. You cannot ignore it. There is no way to remove this curse. No other file other than the one that removes inchy, pinchy sex can remove this curse. You are now afflicted, and there is no way that you can avoid it at all. You are going to suffer from it. There is no way to stop it. There is no way to change it. That simply is the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. And now it is time. Time to wake back up and begin your period of time as a cursed person. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed the file.